I remember you saying that a lot of times that you think Eveready's your best album.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite. Okay. Okay. So does it ever? So you don't gauge albums like better or not as good as? Then you just have a favorite.
No. I think all my albums are different.
Right.
That's all I think. You know what I'm saying? But Eveready's my favorite because of the beat, the caliber of the beat. You know what I'm saying? Rick Rock on there. You know what I'm saying? Brother Lynch came through. You know what I'm saying? E-40 came through. You know what I'm saying? Caribou Lou is on there.
Right.
The Riot Maker's on there. You know what I'm saying? The Rain is on there. This Is Me is on there. My Wife, My Bitch, My Girl is on there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. Come Gangsters on there. You know what I'm saying? My World. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a clusterfuck, man. It's perfect clusterfuck. You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever feel frustrated when you think that, like, you're not going to top it in your own mind? Or do you just
Because I try to top it every time I do a song, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, like when Killer came, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man, you know, I'm trying to top it every time I do something, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Killer's just on another level, you know what I'm saying? I told him after Eveready, I want to take Killer somewhere, like, boom, and that's what I did. I made it a double album. It was like, it wasn't better than Eveready, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It was just different.
Right.
But it's still treacherous.
Yeah.
KOD is like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I say that I don't want to be in the darkness and all that kind of shit, but I love that album, nigga. I was just listening to Show Me a God this morning when I woke up, like, wow, man. Wow, that's so beautiful. Listen to them patterns. My mama, it's so tormented. Drama. It's just going, man. You know what I mean? It's like I listen to a lot of stuff off KOD, man. You know what I'm saying? I really do.
I used to listen to that song in the morning, still do sometimes. It's funny how dark it is, but it gets you pumped in a weird way,
you know? You know what I'm saying? It's frustration.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, Demons, man, is on there, man. There's just a lot of beautiful music on KOD, man. I just hated that it had to be reality in my life. I'm like, wow, is it for real? I got that much darkness, huh? That's crazy.
You got to get it out of you, you know? On your birthday, that was not too long ago. How did it feel to get all that love from your fans?
Oh man, that was like overwhelming. I mean, I'm talking about, I still got messages in my phone from that day that I haven't erased. So it's because so many of them, and I have to go through and do them. Like, I'm still learning my Evo phone, so I got to go through and do them like one by one. And I'm like, damn, I still got 87, I'm in there, and I'm like, damn, I gotta clear this out. Make me want to clear just all my threads on my phone, you know what I'm saying? But some stuff I need, so I'm like, damn. There's a lot of people send me a lot of messages, dude, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
It was dope. It was a lot of love. I had to thank them, you know what I'm saying? Like, thank you for all the love, man, and all the birthday wishes and everything, you know what I'm saying? A little birdie told me, you need to acknowledge them. And I'm like, I know, I've just been busy. I did it.
We put that out. We put your tweet out saying thank you, so everyone got it on Facebook and whatnot.
Yeah, the little birdie be letting me know.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Twitter, the little birdie. I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah, that ain't what I'm talking about, but that's funny.
After the XXL thing, you know, you got cats shouting your name out. I mean, you're starting to enter the popular consciousness, the mainstream, whatever you want to call it. Now, do you worry about losing your core fan base because of them kind of like, you know, it's almost like they got something that no one else has and no one else knows about, you know?
Hell no, man. It's like, it all depends on what I do, man. You know, so my core, that's who I satisfy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm doing, the thing with Travis Barker and Bun B, I got my core in mind. I'm like, they gonna love this. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I can say about the people that don't know about me. I don't know if they gonna love this. So how can I gauge that?
Right.
When I'm writing a song, I'm thinking about my core. Like, ooh, they gonna love this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm always thinking about my core. You know what I'm saying? That's why Seepage came.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I did something out of the ordinary on the Gates Mixplate, and my fans peeped it. You know what I'm saying? Without even me telling them that I let go of the wheel and just let people do what they wanted to do on the Gates Mixplate. Like, you leave me. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to do something. I was in the dark frame of mind, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I need people that are light around me to guide me through the light. And that's what they did. And I think beautiful music came out of that, for real. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the fans talk shit about it, so, you know, a couple of bad news calls and with the fans talking shit brought seepage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't think I'll ever lose my core, you know what I'm saying, unless they just get tired of a nigga rapping. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I never know. Like, I always ask my people, like, when is this going to taper off, man? You know what I'm saying? It just keeps on getting better and better. When is it going to taper off, you know? And I think Quincy Jones gave me some good advice. Rap what you know, and people will forever feel you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
People will forever feel you.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, rap what you know, and people will forever feel you. I always say that, but it ain't never dawned on me that he said forever feel you.
That's
big. That's big, and I think they will forever feel me as long as I do what I feel in my heart is right. You know what I'm saying? I read the thing yesterday, and it was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? On the blogs, it was saying how Our Little Secret and this, that, and the other, how people, when it's exposed to everybody else, they ain't special. Yeah, you just got to keep it special. You got to keep it like, you got to stay yourself, man. Even if it's a, man, I'm telling you, if I'm doing shows in Dubai, man, you know what I'm saying? If I'm doing shows in Dubai in the near future and Africa and stuff, you can't tell me my core ain't going to be with that.
Right.
I'm saying, you can't tell me. You know what I'm saying? They just don't want me to end up doing something I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know Tech don't. He's just doing that for the money. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be something like that to where I'm doing a song with... I can't say I don't really like nobody, but what don't I do? What don't I do? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I mean, you know, country or I don't know, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't really want to say what I don't do. You know what I'm saying? Because people will take offense.
Right.
Like,
or some bubbly.
My fans would know it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my fans would know it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like if I did a song with Milli Vanilli or something, then,
yeah.
You know, man, they were still both here, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, they'll know, like, why would he do a song with Milli Vanilli?
That's,
you know,
not that.
But you know, that ain't cool, you know what I'm saying? Tech N9ne and Milli Vanilli?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Tech N9ne and Snap, you know what I'm saying? You know, you remember that dude? Oh, well, look at that, and you don't want that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got the car! You know, if I get to start doing shit with Snap, it probably ain't gonna be, and Snap might be hardcore right now. I'm hating on Snap right now, for real. I was dancing to Snap. You know what I'm saying? What's that nigga named Snap? I got the power!
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's getting kind of heavy. That was dope. But just imagine if I start doing that right now, they're like, technically, you done lost it. You know what I'm saying? I got a pink, shiny suit or something. They gonna know that ain't me. Come on, man, this is Mr. Nuthouse, Mr. Scruggs, Mr. Dickies.
Right.
Come on, man. They'll know when I, you know what I'm saying, throw on something that I ain't supposed to be wearing. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to worry about that. I'm like stuck in my ways. So there ain't too much people can do to change me. It ain't too much. You know what I'm saying? I already been through a lot of different religious beliefs. You know what I'm saying? I read of Shintoism, Judaism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, you know what I'm saying? Hinduism, Shintoism, you know, everything, you know what I'm saying? I already know where I want to be in my head, for real, kinda. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of confused still spiritually, but we should be, you know what I'm saying? But anything else, like what I do in my everyday life, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I'm learning is trying to how to better my life, better my situation, because I was dumb back in the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty much stuck this way. So the only thing that can fuck me up is if my tongue start getting lazy, and I start falling off beat and shit, because rhythm is my thing. To, you know, I'm like a percussionist, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
From the tongue, you know what I'm saying? You finna with the formidable monologue of a minute, coming from out of a sentence, the formidable place. If I can't do that, that's when I'll be like, okay, I'm going to stop. You know what I'm saying? If my tongue starts slowing down or something, I doubt it for real. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little kind of lingus will help it. Who knows?